This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. There is no drug to treat Ebola that's been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, but there are companies selling products claiming to do just that. Vitamin C, nanosilver, herbs, and snake venom all have been claimed to treat Ebola. None has the backing of the FDA.
Unfortunately, during outbreak situations, fraudulent products claiming to prevent, treat, or cure disease often appear on the market.
Gary Cudi is the FDA's National Health Fraud Coordinator.
And consumers who are misled by false claims may delay seeking the medical care they need, such as proper diagnosis and supportive care.
So the FDA has sent warning letters to three companies it says are making fraudulent claims about Ebola cures. The letters threaten property seizure and even criminal prosecution if the companies don't respond appropriately.
This is very much public shaming, and it's one mechanism that FDA uses to lean on companies in a very public way.
That's Nathan Cortez. He teaches law at SMU.
It's also meant as a message to other companies to say, we know companies are trying to defraud the public with fake Ebola tests and treatments, and we're on the case.
It's a message Ralph Fusitola of the New Jersey-based company Natural Solutions Foundation heard loud and clear. Natural Solutions is one of the companies that received an FDA warning letter for its claims that a nutrient known as nanosilver can effectively kill Ebola. Fusitola spoke via Skype.
And we understand that there is no approved treatment for Ebola. Since we are in the middle of negotiating with the government with regard to how we can best describe what we believe is a very important health breakthrough, we are not using legal term of art, treatment of disease.
The company may not say that nanosilver treats Ebola, but it has claimed on its website, Twitter, and Facebook that Ebola does have a cure and provides links to a 16-ounce bottle of nanosilver for $25.
We have removed the nanosilver from the marketplace, and it is now available on a separate web page. No claims are made on that web page. We are doing so under protest.
Online, other companies tout clove oil, oregano, and homeopathic treatments to prevent the virus. There was even a tutorial on YouTube for a do-it-yourself Ebola vaccine. Scam artists, law professor Nathan Cortez says, know how to take advantage of fear.
It's like storm-chasing roofers who go and try to defraud people after a big storm. Some of them may be making an honest mistake. They don't realize that they're regulated. Other companies are trying to rip people off.
While there are a number of vaccines and experimental drugs being tested in the current Ebola outbreak, nothing so far has been proven to work. In the meantime, the FDA says internet cures are misleading and dangerous. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.